You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anyone who has visited Queen Street lately will have noticed the sea of roadworks as Auckland Transport seeks to transform the street to being more pedestrian and cycle friendly. Bill McKay is a senior lecturer in architecture and planning at Auckland University, and I spoke to him about how Queen Street can become a vibrant and user-friendly space. I began by asking Bill whether the recent changes have worked.
The problem at the moment is we've got so much going on that it's kind of killing small businesses and things like that. So it's all very well to rebuild the city so we can get around more easily and I get the bus and I walk everywhere, but if there's nowhere to go in the end, what's the point? So I think we need to kind of sequence better all these works that are going on at the moment. It's all good stuff that we're doing, but it's kind of too much and it's killing off a lot of local stuff that's happening.
Yeah, what on that note, what can, in your opinion, Auckland Transport do to attract more people to the area?
I certainly think they're heading in the right direction. The main problem is how they're going about it. Auckland Transport, they're a silo. They're a kind of a council-controlled agency, but actually they can be a law unto themselves, and they tend not to listen to local people. So there are plenty of places. You know, Queen Street is more walkable at the moment, but for example, if we're trying to get an Uber or we're trying to get groceries dropped off or something like that, there's nowhere to park. You know, they don't talk to local people enough to kind of really fine-tune what they're doing.
Yeah, it seems as though that lower end of Queen Street is a bit confused about what it should be. I mean, they're pushing for cyclists and pedestrians, yet there's still cars allowed to drive down it in some parts. I mean, is it worth making it fully pedestrianised, or how can you make this easier for both cars and people?
It's a really tricky one, and kind of the overall strategy that Auckland Transport and the council have got is to stop cars taking shortcuts through the city. So if I'm driving, say, from Ponsonby to Parnell, I'll drive straight through the middle of town. That's actually not a good thing. You know, we don't want our main street just to be a big crossroads for cars. So But the tricky thing about fully pedestrianising Queen Street is kind of like it's a little bit too wide for that. Successful pedestrian spaces are like Vulcan Lane, the shared spaces in O'Connell Street. High Street's going that way. It's improving. Freiburg Place, the Brithermart area. We've got some really good smaller streets that are shared spaces where cars can creep through. But Queen Street, it's a really tricky one.
And is it a tricky one because of the reliance of cars in the city? Like, if we've had better public transport and more frequent public transport, do you think a fully pedestrianised main street would work better?
I think it would. And we've got, the closest examples of relevance to us are in Australia, and we've seen them do it there. Personally, I kind of think Queen Street at the moment is really kind of it needs kind of something else in there, because at the moment, we've got lots of walkable space there. The footpaths are wider, but you're walking past a lot of shops with four lease on them, a lot of empty shop fronts. We need to have a good hard think about what else we could do in there to make it more attractive.
And one of the other interesting things about Queen Street is there's quite a contrast between Lower and Upper Queen Street. And Upper Queen Street is just sort of a two-lane, normal residential street. Why is there such a contrast between the two areas, do you think?
One thing is that kind of like I haven't heard council talking much about is kind of doing a better connection between Karangahape Road and Queen Street, because kind of I think Karangahape Road is one of the best streets in Auckland. You know, it's got a lot of its own character, it's got a lot of life, it's got a lot of people there, it's got a lot of interesting small businesses, it's got a real kind of funky aspect to it. Lower Queen Street is, it's a good flat walkable area. One of the things that we could do really well, I think, is improve that Upper Queen Street area. One of the big problems is it's a bit of a hill to walk up and down.
Yeah, there's definitely quite steep up there. One of the more radical suggestions for what to do with Queen Street is sort of opening up the stream. There's a stream running underneath it, and we've seen and in South Korea in Seoul, they've done a similar thing where they opened it up and the stream runs down the main thoroughfare there, and it's become really popular. Is this a possibility here, or is this just a nice thought experiment?
It's there's one thing we've learned about Auckland in the past year, and there's plenty of water, fresh water. I'm a big fan of that. It's a word that we use for kind of returning a creek or a stream or a river is daylighting it. All that water in that, the wetland that was originally in Aotea Square, all that water is still there. It's just in pipes under the ground. So I think we could kill two birds with one stone by harvesting a lot of rainwater, returning the Waihoroto to its original path down the Queen Street Valley. We would be making our city more resilient when it comes to flooding and climate change and that sort of thing. So I think it's a terrific idea, and I think it's doable.
And how would that affect Queen Street? Do you think more businesses would come in? It would become, we get lots of cruise ships coming into the port down there. How would a stream running up Queen Street really affect the area?
It would be as successful as the example that you mentioned in Seoul, where that was a double-decker motorway going over the buried river there. They've returned that, and you can just see the people hanging around there. One thing that we keep forgetting about is Queen Street isn't all offices in those tall buildings at the moment. There are way more kind of like former office buildings have been converted to apartments. And I think, one thing we should also focus on is businesses are slimming down, there's more people working from home, working remotely, that kind of thing, is focus more on housing people. It's a lot cheaper to convert an existing office building to apartments than it is to build a new one. And in that way, we can have more students living there. And there's one thing about Auckland Central, it's the students that give it the life and the vitality. They're the ones out eating at all hours and, all sorts of things and walking backwards and forwards. So focusing more on housing. And then to get back to the daylighting of the Waihoroto, if you're in an apartment building, you need to be able to get outside for a bit of fresh air, have a cup of coffee in the sun if your apartment doesn't get sunlight, that kind of thing. So these things could go really hand in hand.
That was Senior Lecturer in Architecture and Planning at Auckland University, Bill Mackay, on how to revitalise Queen Street.
So the report looked at people in prison who had been separated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.